And so what I would say to that question about whether or not people should be afraid, I would say they are trying to create a very scary situation. It is scary. He just pardoned Joe Arpaio, who was a convicted racist, sheriff, right? He has his finger on the button. You know, you have a situation where Steve Bannon is coming to Berkeley, and Milo and Ann Coulter, they are trying to make Berkeley ground zero for their whole fascist agenda. And so there's a reason why they come to Berkeley, and there's a reason why the Bay Area, with its rich history of resistance, is standing up to say no. And we move forward from today. We move forward from this righteous resistance to November 4th, where we will, in all of our diversity, in all of our different beliefs, come out in the streets and build resistance. And we won't be afraid because people tell us to be afraid.
These are journalists,
and we're asking for everybody who saw that, everybody who was there, to tell those stories. And we're asking for the media and the journalists to tell those stories
too, and not to do sensationalizing.
And if it bleeds, it leads type of journalism. We are in a moment here where the very fate of this country hangs in the balance. And we cannot have a situation where people are being scared off by the media. We know that that's going to happen, right? We've seen that happen this entire election cycle, right? Where people have been told that Trump was never going to win and that was a joke, that none of his policies were going to go through and those were jokes, and that if he did get elected, you know, the courts would stop all this. And what we've come to realize in this last 8 months, and why we were having November 4th as the beginning of resistance that will not end until this Trump regime is gone, is that we have learned that they will go through with this entire agenda, and every day they speed it up, and only the people ourselves can stop it. And yesterday, to me, was one of the most beautiful displays of power of the people I have seen in all of my years of activism. And I want to celebrate that. And I want to celebrate the clergy who came out and blessed the activists. I want to celebrate the youth who came out from their black blocks, who defended the perimeter and had restraint for almost that whole day.